Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Sesh. It is summer in my book. Don't you think it's officially summer?
Oh, it's summer.
Memorial Day marks summer.
I would agree with that 100%.
It's June 1st when we're recording this. Oh, happy Pride Month.
Woo!
We love to see it.
Happy Pride.
Oh, I have right off the bat a great book recommendation for Pride Month, but not for you, as I told you.
Oh.
Stay away from it.
Why? Because you think I'm homophobic?
No, I'm just kidding. Obviously not. No, but because it's
death.
Yeah,
death.
I don't want to spoil anything, but yeah, it's heavy. It is heavy. But beautiful, beautiful story. It's called The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo. It's a very popular book. I'm sure many of you have read it.
Is that what you're listening to right now?
No, that was 2 books ago.
Oh, okay, 2 books ago.
I'm on right now. I'm reading listening to Local Woman Missing. And it's pretty wild. I'm almost done with that one. And then last week, I listened to the new Freedom McFadden book, The Divorce. Excellent. It's in my top three. That one you could handle.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like, I don't even think it's as dark as The Tenant, because I know The Tenant kind of freaked you out a tiny bit.
Just the ending. And like not, it was still really good.
Yeah.
This part was all of a sudden just like, oh shit, okay.
It does have some oh shit, but yeah. It's like, it's just so good. It's okay. In my top three. Now it's up there with The Housemaid and The Tenant for
dang,
me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do good I need stuff. To do Housemaid?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It's so good.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I want to have a movie night.
Yeah, I've only done Tenant. I'm on Yesteryear, which is not a Freedom McFadden book. I'm still on that book.
Freedom McFadden. Yesteryear is very good, though.
I'm in a lull right now. I'm waiting for it to pick back up.
Slows in the middle.
I was like, all right, come on.
Let me give a little pitch for Yesteryear, though. It's so good.
It is very entertaining.
I found it because Anne Hathaway bought the rights to it, and I think she's planning on making a movie out of it, and I want to see that. It's great. So it's about a trad wife influencer who's living a pioneer lifestyle, and, you know, she's churning butter. She's fresh apple pies, and her kids are all wearing like handmade linens, but they're also very wealthy. And she comes from a political family. So they're just doing this out of choice. But they also have a lot of help. So she makes it look easy on social
nannies,
media.
Lots of nannies, tutors.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. And one day she wakes up and she's a real fucking pioneer. She's living in the 1800s. And it has a big twist at the end. So
okay, yeah, I need to.
You have
to
finish.
No, I am. I'm definitely going to. Maybe I'll listen to it tonight.
It's very good. I liked that one a lot. But the one I really do want you to, I want Sydney to at least read it. I think you can handle it. I think you could handle Verity, because that's coming out as a movie starring Anne Hathaway in October. And I want to do a big girls' night, premiere night.
Is that part of Housemaid?
No, that's written by Colleen Hoover.
That's what it is. Okay.
It's the only Colleen Hoover book I've actually read.
I'm surprised. Isn't she? She's like a big name in the book world.
She is, but she's very controversial, as we've talked about so many times. Oh, with that fucking lawsuit.
I forgot. Right.
But yeah, a lot of her books are very like romancey, and I'm not a big romance book person. I like death.
Right.
Just kidding. No, I like mysteries and thrillers and like shit that takes me for a wild ride.
Have you listened to any like wizards and fairy type shit?
No, I'm not a big fantasy person, but I have heard such good things about Fourth Wing that I might just try it. But I don't know.
Yeah, that's how I am. I'm like, this is goofy as fuck.
That's how I feel about fantasy.
Like, why are we fucking dragons?
Exactly, but I don't know. Ian told me there's fairies in it. He liked it.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know if it's my vibe.
Yeah. Well, I'm just proud of you for reading anything.
Thank you. I'm about to finish my 18th book of the year. I'm really excited.
And I also don't like that you listened to it on normal speed. I noticed that this morning.
It depends on the narration.
I'm at 1.5 at the minimum always.
What?
That is crazy.
1.5 does not sound that. This is literally what it sounds like. I'll play you a little sound. It's not hard to follow along to. Well, I need people to be talking at all times. I'm like, come on, get to the point.
They're still talking at all times, but you can't really absorb what's happening when it's that fast. My brain's too...
And am now looking for a new opportunity. I was sitting at the kitchen table when her video That's popped up on my feed. As she went on about the state of the economy...
Is this Yesteryear?
This is Yesteryear.
I do remember I bumped Yesteryear up to 1.3.
Always at a 1.5. Love it.
That's crazy. The one I'm currently on, I'm at like 1.1. It just depends on the narration.
Yeah,
though, I
guess that's true.
But yeah.
Like anyway. Housemaid, I think I listened to it on regular speed. Maybe at one point I like made it go fast, but sometimes like her voice, it just was hard to follow when it was too fast.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like the Freda McFadden books are also so fast paced.
Yeah.
That if you listen to it too fast, you miss things.
No, I hit the tenon on 1.5 and it was great.
That's crazy.
I don't, that must just be how your brain works. Good for you.
My brain loves when people talk fast.
Well, you should be flying through these faster than me.
I know. Well, also, you ain't working right now.
Yeah, I am. You know, it's, I wouldn't be able to be almost 20 books in. That was my goal for the year. Yeah. But I it's a lot of, you know, baby holding time.
Right. Because, like, I also can't be doing anything that important while I'm listening. Because then I'll just stop listening stop following.
Right.
So it's more like cleaning the house, driving, laundry, random shit like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I do like it. And it's a nice switch up. And it's fun to sometimes get lost in your little book world, you know?
Oh, it's so great. It's been so good for my mental health, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I like to be listening to something all the time. So it's stopped me from like social media scrolling, TikTok time, listening to not pointless podcasts, but pointless podcasts. Sure. Kind of like this one.
Right. Right. Yeah. Basically exactly what you're listening to. So honestly, just get the fuck off. go put a book on. Oh my God. What if we were like audiobook narrators?
I've thought about that. I would love to narrate an audiobook. Maybe sometime in my career I could do.
We should write a book.
What would your book be about?
It's about two cousins who fall in love.
Two cousin fuckers.
Yep.
Speaking of pride.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God. You can talk about your upbringing, you know, the rough lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Rough lifestyle in the suburbs of Denver, Colorado.
The horrible things we did. We could just write a book about the fucked up things that I did and made Janelle do with me.
And then I would also consequently get in trouble for and blame you for.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Because it was your idea and I was just following along.
I was telling Josh how I would have you be my accomplice to steal Grandy's gum.
Yeah.
He was super into Trident gum and we would take
he
tons
would
of
buy
it.
Like the Costco pack. So it was like 30 packs of gum.
And we would, I don't know, we thought it was like candy. It was like sugar-free Trident.
We were going through a pack like every hour.
Pack a day, bitch.
No, literally, we would like chew a piece. 10 minutes later, it loses any sort of flavor. Spit it out. Pop another one in.
But here's the thing. We thought he'd be mad at us for stealing the gum. I'm sure he would have been like, you guys can have the gum. But so it was a mission.
Yeah.
And I, being the savage child that I was, would put the wrappers in their piano.
That is so fucked.
I know. It's fucked. I can't believe. And Josh will say stuff about Holly and be like, gosh, she's like a little sad. I'm like, you have no idea. She is an angel compared to me.
Yeah, you were fucked.
I was crazy.
He knew that we were stealing the gum.
Oh, of course he knew.
He was like, I know you guys are doing that. And I was like,
at least we didn't put the gum itself anywhere, as far as I remember.
As far as I remember. I knew that was like a big no.
Yeah, yeah. We wouldn't be able to have sleepovers there anymore if we did that. Just the wrappers.
In the piano. I mean, like an old, like vintage piano that they had that we also
it was
just
so
like,
out of tune, that thing. God.
Oh, good time.
Very good times.
Good times. Side note, I need to just let everyone know. I have the driest scalp in the world right now, and I think I have lice.
Oh.
Ew. Why are you here? You think you have lice?
No, I don't actually think I have lice, but like, okay, last week I was itching the fuck out of my scalp.
I remember that.
And then I made it bleed, and now I have scabs right here, and I picked the scabs because it was ugly.
Dude, you got to moisturize your scalp.
That's like so, then my hair gets oily though.
No. There's some good serums. Or like right before, at least
before you're going to wash it.
Yeah. Or like the night before you're going to wash it, I just like douse it in like rosemary oil, scalp serums.
Yeah, it is. Itchy.
Peptide.
I also think it got slightly sunburned when I did the boulder because I had braids. Oh, and no. I did put sunscreen on, but I don't think it lasted.
I think it
got a little bit burned. And then I always, like, for some reason, have, like, it always gets dry right here. Oh, but it feels...
Is it mostly in the summer?
No, just... Okay. It just kind of randomly comes on. I got eczema.
Have you seen...
I don't actually think I have eczema.
Have you seen the powder sunscreens?
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
I use it on Holly's head.
I should do that. So yeah, I just want to let everyone know that, because then I was like, ew, what is that on my fucking scalp? I looked, I'm like, oh, it's scabs. And then of course, me being me, I was like, well, let me pick them off.
Ew. Yeah.
Clearly that will be good.
I would have done the same thing.
Thank you, Sydney. I knew you would pick off a scab on your head. And then I made it bleed more.
Yeah. And then it rescab and it's like, do it all over again.
It's like a little project.
Right.
Do you know the self-control I had to not pick the scab on my knee?
Yeah, don't, because I picked the scab on my knee and look what happened. This was 2 years ago. I was boogie boarding, caught one wave in Florida. Smashed,
I remember
this. And I
this.
Literally have a fucking permanent scar because I picked the shit out of it.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
And like multiple times.
Oh, yeah. And John was like, why are you doing that? And I was like, it's a fucking science project. Leave me alone. And now I'm paying for it.
Dude, so when I was a kid, I used to get, like, I don't even know how I would get them, but, like, scratches on my head. I used to always have, like, scabs on my head. And I was really bad about picking them, so much so that my teacher would tell my mom, like, she's doing it in class. There's blood dripping down her head. No, I was out of control with it. And then my mom told me it's going to leave scars. And I still have the scars. Like, if you look closely at my head, they're there.
I just love scabs.
This is such a nasty show.
Welcome back.
No,
welcome
we're
so back.
We are so back. I know a lot of scab pickers out there are watching, so shouts out to you.
I've already told the story of my uncle and his scabs, so I won't bring that up again. Now that I'm not pregnant anymore, I am trying to get back in the swing of things, trying to get back to my old self, trying to make sure that I'm taking care of my body as best as I can and just feeling the best I can. And we're heading into summer, which means things sometimes fall by the wayside. We're extra busy, right? We're constantly on the move, especially with kids. We're living at the pool. We are doing the park all the time, slip and slides in the backyard. And it's easy to forget to take care of yourself. And that's why I'm back on my AG1 game. And you guys know I've been using AG1 for a long time. I absolutely love AG1. It has made such a huge difference for me. And I've got to say, I mean, there's so many areas where I think it makes such a huge difference. But for me, the biggest one is my digestion. And I love how AG1 has made their products so easy to use. They even have on-the-go packets now, and they have one in a berry flavor that's so good. And everyone can, you know, take their AG1 a little differently. Like, I know a lot of people, I used to use lemonade Mio in it to give it a little extra flavor, but I also just love to put a sugar-free coconut syrup in it now. That is my ultimate way to take it. And I like to mix that with the berry and it just tastes so good. And then the regular powder is easy to take as well. Just one scoop with 8 ounces of water and you're good to go. AG1 is a daily health drink with a multivitamin, pre and probiotics, superfoods, and antioxidants. One scoop, 8 ounces of water. The next gen formula delivers 75 plus ingredients backed by 4 clinical trials. Clinically shown to support gut health, fill common nutrient gaps, and improve nutrient levels within 3 months. Late nights, long weekends, spontaneous plans, life happens, and AG1 helps you keep one thing consistent: high quality nutritional support every single day, no matter where you start your morning. Visit drinkag1.com/sesh to get a free morning person hat and free AG1 flavor sampler in your welcome kit with your first AG1 subscription, which is an $82 value. That's drinkag1.com/sesh. People are going to click out. We haven't even started.
Yeah.
Someone will probably remember what my uncle did and you can comment.
Yeah. Let's see who remembers.
We've already had enough disgusting talk.
Okay, fine. Speaking of a scab that won't fucking go away.
Us.
I was going to say James Charles, the pedophile predator.
The predator.
The predator.
That's honestly a nice like combo. Yeah.
He's the predator.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
He's a scab that won't go away.
Remember in our early days, we call him Jean Charles.
Jean Charles. Bon, bon, bon.
That's right. We need to just take a deep breath. Now, listen, I will say this was my idea to talk about this because I have had so many thoughts.
Right.
These two were not even planning on. They were going to skip right past it because it hasn't come up. And why didn't you guys cover it earlier?
I think when it happened, we were...
It was the week that when you guys were talking about your birth and you
Oh yeah. We didn't want to ruin that episode.
And then after that, yeah.
And then it was Memorial Day.
And then it was Memorial Day, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So they were like, you know, people have already heard about it, but I was like, they haven't heard about it from us. And I just, for my own sake, have some shit I want to say on this motherfucker because I hate James Charles so damn much.
So he's like just a horrible person.
Yeah, yeah.
Horrible. It's like unbelievable.
And it's not just like one of my least favorite influencers. He's just one of my least favorite human beings on this planet.
Terrible. He's a scab.
He really is a scab. That won't go away.
That won't go away.
Keeps picking.
That's what I'm saying.
He keeps picking himself and bleeding all over our feeds. And I'm fucking over it.
I know. It's horrible. Mm. What are we to do?
We're going to talk about it a little bit. We won't go too crazy long with it because I'm sure a lot of you already have the same thoughts. I'm sure a lot of you have seen this video. But if you haven't,
it's so good.
Buckle in. It honestly, it is so good. It's so absurd that it's funny.
I was like, this has to be an SNL skit.
Yeah, it really seems like it. It is.
And he's
just
dead serious during it.
Dude.
Hello. Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola. Hello.
Sound like a parrot.
James Charles doesn't even seem like a real person.
No.
Like, he seems like AI. He is living AI.
Yeah.
If AI were to spit out a human being, it would be James Charles.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Have you guys seen this image of him?
Flashback Mary?
Yeah. Dude.
That was so bad.
What is happening?
He's like, his stance.
He's talking about his frozen Coca-Cola. Yeah, his stance is unbelievable.
I do love a frozen Coca-Cola.
Hello.
And his pants, I don't know. This is just crazy photo.
Why would I help you? That's coming, okay?
All right. So we all know that Spirit Airlines
ended.
Rest in peace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're over. And consequently, what was it, 17,000 of their employees?
Yeah, I think so.
Obviously, we're without jobs. Thousands and thousands of people basically overnight were laid off and jobless.
It happened quick because they were supposed to be bailed out, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And then that fell through. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So that was it.
Really fucking devastating.
Yeah, you're correct.
A lot of people.
17,000.
Yeah. Mm. So James gets a DM.
James gets a DM. And why James is still scrolling his DMs.
And that's my point, exactly. He has 40 million TikTok followers, you guys. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. His DMs are, like, even on Instagram, I don't know how many he has, but he's got millions of followers. Why are you in your DMs at all?
It's weird enough for him to be spending time in his DMs. And, like, sometimes I do pop into mine. And there's nothing wrong with checking out your DMs.
I'm in my DMs all the time. Yeah. I also have 40,000 followers, yes. Not 40 million.
I can't imagine. I mean, I get a lot of unhinged shit in my DMs. Like, just weird, creepy. Like, I just have been.
You ever gotten a dick pic?
Oh, yeah.
I used to get them when I'm, like, sad about it.
No, dude, you're blessed. You're blessed. I have seen too many. Mm-hmm. Especially it was when I used to have Snapchat. People could just snap me things.
Oh, yeah, that was
I would
wild.
Open snaps from people.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? That was crazy.
Well, and
times.
People are stupid and don't realize that the internet is forever. So they're like, oh, it'll go away.
Mm-hmm. Nope. Anything can be screenshotted. But the main reason I say it's so crazy that James Charles is in his DMs is considering what he has done in the past.
Right.
Dude should never open up his DMs ever fucking again, because we don't need to go through his whole past. But let's remember, he has had very predatory behavior towards young people. Mm-hmm. And it's very disturbing. I don't want to go over it all. But you would think the dude would learn his lesson because, you know, you would think also that he would have been fully canceled by now, that no one would want to support someone like him after he has shown himself to be a true predator.
No, he literally has admitted he likes young men.
Yeah. Yes.
And
he
can't help that he's attracted.
That he's desperate. Remember that?
Yep.
Oh, it's just because I'm desperate.
It's embarrassing, but I'm desperate. Hello.
That's just so bad. And you would think that'd be the end. And then, you know, there was Bi Sister.
Bi Sister
did it at the birthday party.
And you did it at my birthday. Sucking dick and cock. And you did it at my birthday. There is truly no era like Bi Sister era.
No, it was
Dramageddon was. I remember living in my old apartment and a video would drop and I'd call your ass. I'd be like, bitch, get on. There's a new episode.
The way he said that. And then just, oh my God. And around that time, the Shane Dawson, Jeffrey Star.
Yeah, that's what I was like.
What was that
so
time period?
So good. There was nothing like it.
Yeah, but you would have thought that James Charles would be done after all of that. But apparently not. Apparently no one can be fully canceled. Except kind of, we were talking, Miranda Sings, like, she went down pretty hard.
Yeah, how about
should be, like, rightfully so.
Right.
But, you know.
Remember the Kayla.
Just as bad.
Kayla
Malik.
Remember that whole thing with James?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When he's like,
I forgot he was part of that.
Yeah. Her abuser, he's like DMing, inviting over and all this
and
shit.
Flying him out and like,
flying him out, giving him advice.
James Charles is one of the messiest, but also the dumbest motherfuckers to ever grace the internet. The fact that he just keeps going, he's like, how can I dig this hole deeper?
Hello. The way he talks.
It's a game for him at this point. Like, I can't be canceled. I can do anything.
Probably.
I could shoot someone on Fifth Avenue.
No, literally.
That was just quoting the president, by the way.
Right.
Was it Fifth Avenue? I don't know.
It was Fifth Avenue.
Remember.
Yeah. Yeah. So basically, so like Kendall said, why the fuck are you in your DMs? But regardless, he gets a DM from a Spirit Airline ex-employee who's like, hey, lost my job. Struggling. Here's my GoFundMe. Any support would be appreciated.
Mm-hmm. And let's just take a look at how James responded.
Mm-hmm.
I just got a DM on here from a girl that said, good morning, James. I know you'll probably never see this, but if you could just take 1 minute to read, it would really mean a lot to me. I'm really struggling right now because Spirit Airlines just filed for bankruptcy and I have lost my job. Here's the GoFundMe link. Any donations help.
The way that he is acting out this poor woman's DMs.
Good morning, James. I have just lost my job.
Dude, what is wrong with you? Why did you do this?
You know what's crazy?
What?
We'll get to it, but she shows a screenshot of what she sent him, and that's not what she said.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he was just paraphrasing?
Yeah.
What an asshole.
I know.
Look at that psycho.
I'm sure they do, sweetheart. I'm sure they do. You know what else would help you? Getting another job.
Okay, guys. Imagine you're asleep in your bed. You're having a wonderful dream. And then you wake up and you see that face.
No, when I have sleep paralysis, this is what I'm seeing.
Right? He is a sleep paralysis demon. That
is so scary.
Terrifying. Look at those teeth.
He's like, hey, I'm going to get you.
I'm watching this show right now called From. And he kind of looks like they're like Walker. They're these old people that like they're in old sailor suits. They're like from the 50s and they walk around with these creepy smiles and they look at people and they're like,
ew.
And then they turn into demons.
Oh, that's him.
He could be a great actor on that show.
Okay, perfect.
New career.
Yeah.
Yeah, try that. Because in the time that it took you to copy and paste the same fuck-ass message to myself, who you don't follow, by the way, and probably 100 other influencers and celebrities, you could have applied for 100 other jobs, but you didn't because you're a lazy piece of shit and you're entitled.
That is one of the craziest things I've ever heard in my life.
Does he have curlers in?
No, but he curls his hair.
Oh, okay.
With a straightener.
Do you, I guess. But, yeah, that is wild to say lazy and entitled as you are filming a TikTok in your robe in your mansion.
Piece of shit.
Yeah.
An entitled piece of shit.
And you think that influencers and celebrities should fund your life for you. Why would I ever help you? You're not a fan. You don't even follow me. You've never supported me. This is your first time DMing. And you think that I'm going to send you money because you lost your job? Oh my God. Welcome to the real world, sweetheart.
It's almost like a parody. Like,
no, that's what I'm saying.
I cannot believe he really did this.
Oh, I know. It's insane.
And thought he was cooking.
Oh, he thought he cooked.
Yeah, he was like, the bitches are going to love this. This is going to go viral.
Oh, and it did. Help y'all.
People lose their jobs every fucking day. And you're white, pretty, and able-bodied. You're in a much better position than a lot of other people out here who are trying clearly much harder to make a better life for themselves. Why would I fucking help you? Aside from that, 17,000 people lost their jobs at Spirit Airlines. Why do you think you need to GoFundMe?
Dude, you need help. That you get this angry over
something
like this.
I'm not the one.
What is wrong with you?
I am not the one for you to ask for help. You piece of shit.
Like, I am your overlord. Why are you
coming to me?
How dare
you? Like, this is giving Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah. It's giving, like, Scrooge McDuck. It's so bad.
I can at least, like, 1% respect the mentality of closed mouths don't get fed, doesn't hurt to try. But honestly, it does hurt to try because now you pissed me off, okay? I'm not the one. Go find fucking Mr. Reese. This is literally his entire shtick. I'm sure the next YouTube video is literally going to be like, I rehired all 17,000 of the Spirit Airlines employees, and it's going to be the real-life Hunger Games. The last one of them to leave the Spirit Airlines plane gets to be the CEO of the new company and gets a house and a car and $10 million that everybody else dies. Like, go find that video to compete in, baby. I'm not helping you. I'm not fucking helping you.
God.
You know what? Say what you will about Mr. Beast, and I have a lot of problems with Mr. Beast. Really don't like the guy at all. But James, for you to be the one to criticize Mr. Beast, who does more for humanity and the planet and people than you ever will in your fucking life while you're sitting in your robe ripping someone for a DM. What, like, what are you doing? He thought this was really funny.
Why wouldn't you just scroll?
I know. Why wouldn't you just scroll?
Literally, or just like send a chat to your group chat friends. Be like,
call your mom. Like, oh, you won't believe this DM I just got. But no, he's like, let me fucking film this.
That's so bad.
And after you've been through so many cancellations.
Right. You think you would just behave.
Right. Like, just think before you do things. I can't imagine being on his PR team. Do you think, I was wondering about this morning. Do you think there are, I know managements will drop people, but like a PR firm, will they just take anyone because it's their job? They kind of have to. But if someone is this level where they just won't learn and it's such a headache, do you think they would just drop someone like James?
It just depends on the PR firm. Because if you pay them enough money, that's literally their job. They also, like, they make money off of you doing stupid ass shit. Right. It's the same with, like, a defense attorney type of situation of, like, everyone, there's a job for every scenario.
And I guess maybe they would probably love a client like James because it's endless.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He's keeping them busy.
Wow.
They're like, James, it's been a couple months since the scandal. Please drop another.
Or I, on the other hand, what if it's more of like just a flat fee and they don't make anything extra based on the event? So what if they get, you know, they scroll across this or he's like, hey, guys, I fucked up. Check this out. And they're like, I would love to see their faces watching this.
Yeah, they probably like, James, this isn't great.
Not...
Grilling season is here, folks. Chilling and grilling out in the sun with your fam and with your friends. And you might have the world's best grilling setup, but if you don't have good meats that you're actually grilling, then what's the point of it? Because they're just going to taste nasty at the end of the day. And that's why you need to get yourself some ButcherBox. Because ButcherBox delivers over 100 premium protein options straight to your door, from grass-fed beef to wild-caught seafood. And it's all raised and sourced the right way. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no fillers, just clean, reliable protein you can feel good serving. And especially during the grilling season, the quality really matters. Better meat means better flavor, fewer mistakes on the grill, and meals that actually live up to the moment, whether it's a quick weeknight dinner or a full weekend cookout. And what's great about ButcherBox too is that it's so flexible, you can really customize your box based on what you're cooking, and it all ships free with recipes, grilling tips, and exclusive deals. So whether you're a beginner or a grill master, you've got everything you need to make it a great season. I absolutely love ButcherBox. First off, they have such high quality meats and seafoods. Whatever you're cooking, it's really high quality. I myself love the salmon. It is so bomb. I've had their scallops. I've had their shrimp. I've had their pre-battered fish as well, which is all of it is truly just so, so delicious. You can really tell the difference between ButcherBox quality versus cheap grocery store quality. And John also raves about their steaks and their beef. He says that there is a genuine difference in flavor and you can feel good about putting it in your body because it's really high quality. And I like the fact that you can really customize your delivery, so you're making sure that you get only what you actually want. And as an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between free sirloin tips, ground beef, or chicken wings in every box for life, plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/sesh. That's right, your choice of free sirloin tips, ground beef, or chicken wings in every box for life, plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That is seriously such a good deal. Jump on this while you can. That's butcherbox.com/sesh, and don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Oh, it's so bad.
It's not your best look, James.
I can't believe he actually posted this. It's shocking. Like, I know he's stupid, but wow, you are really fucking stupid.
Did you see this just in the wild before, like, for the first time?
No, I don't remember where I saw it.
It just popped up on my feed on TikTok.
You showed it to me when we were in New York. Remember, you were like, have you heard about James? And I was like,
yeah,
no.
But before that, I was in the wild on TikTok and I just scrolled and it started playing. And I was like,
it was his
let him cook.
Original video.
It was his original video. And I went into the comments. It was like, I must have caught it early because I went into the comments and some people were like, you ate with this, James.
Dude, the initial comments were supportive of his like fan base that he still has.
Yeah. But I was like, bro, it's a matter of time before you fucking.
The rest of humanity finds this. Oh, yeah. You showed it to me in New York and I was like. Because you had first told me about it. You're like, he said this and this. And I was like, oh, my God, that's bad. But I had no idea until I actually watched it. I did not understand how insane.
No, it's really bad. It's horrible.
All you did was lost your job, okay? Welcome to the real world. I could at least understand if you were like, James, I'm a longtime fan. Here's a trillion years of DMs and my support for you. I love you. I'm suffering with a really rare genetic disease that there is no cure for, and I'm trying to raise money for myself and other people that have this. Maybe I would help.
Maybe.
Maybe I would help because I,
listen, if you were dying, then maybe I would help.
But you have to also be a fan.
He's like,
if you're not a fan, if you don't have a history of DMs
and
proof,
and proof that you're ill, if your dick's not falling off, I'm not helping you. That is, what the fuck? What the fuck?
No, maybe I would help you if you were dying and if you were a fan. That is so gross to be like, why would you, you're not even following me. Ew. This is, ugh.
Maybe I would help because I love you and I appreciate you. This bitch, you lost your fucking job? Oh. What are we going to do? Nothing.
What are we going to do?
Nothing.
He's giving Abby Miller, but like,
you deserve nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Oh my God.
He is so unhinged. You are so unwell.
Yeah.
Get help, dude, that this made you this mad.
It's so bad.
Oh my God.
To do nothing.
Nothing.
You know what? I'm gonna do nothing. You know what you need to do? Go find a fucking new one, girl. Put some effort into the workplace. Oh.
Why would I help you?
Oh my God.
Evil.
Oh my God.
James. Oh my God.
But you know what's so bad about this whole thing?
What?
This isn't even the worst thing he's done.
No.
He's talked to underage children.
Yeah. And apparently people were just fine with moving past that. Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
I don't know, though. People might be more grossed out by this because that's how sick our society is. That, you know.
Well.
I mean, this is bad.
So you would think that after he puts that out there and gets annihilated on the internet, he'd be like, fuck. Right. Let me just take a beat and like maybe delete it or like maybe come out and be like, yo, sorry about that. I was unhinged.
Well, he did delete it, but he uploaded
another
video that next day.
And this one is almost worse in a way because he essentially doubles down on it. He's like, I ain't sorry.
He's like, people loved this. I don't know what you're talking about.
Ooh, it's so good.
And I just love that for this one, he's like topless in bed.
Right.
It's just.
Yeah. He has like two of him in bed. I'm like, dude.
It's so lazy. At least sit on the floor in front of the bed like an old school YouTuber. Come on.
Shirt on. Pull your covers over your nipples, for Christ's sake.
Yeah. Come on.
So I ended up deleting it. His voice just. Hello, Diet Coke. Hello. So I ended up deleting it. He sounds like he's like nasally all the time.
Yeah.
Sounds like it talks like this all the time, which doesn't allow any air out of your nose. Your nose. Well, I'm gonna help you. Sounds like Mickey Mouse, kind of.
Yes. Totally. Yeah. He'd be in the Mickey Mouse Club.
Oh, toodles.
So I ended up deleting the video that I posted yesterday talking about
people who sent me GoFundMe links that have never followed, supported, DM'd me before, just begging for money. And most people were like, enjoying the video, saying it was a valid point, but it definitely started causing some discourse in the comments, and a lot of people were just saying it was out of touch and insensitive.
Most people thought I cooked with this video, but a couple of you were a little bit upset.
So I deleted it.
And a lot of people were just saying it was out of touch and insensitive.
Out of touch and insensitive? What?
And they're right. It was definitely a harsh choice of words, maybe not my best video, and I deleted it, but of course the internet is forever. And now a lot of content creators are using like the 5-second clip in the very beginning where I'm like, you're a lazy piece of shit, get a new job, to upload their cute little think pieces being like, influencers are all so out of touch. This is so disgusting. You don't know how hard it is in the job market these days. Oh my God, give me a fucking break. I am out of touch, first and foremost, okay? I am never going to be one of those influencers that gets online and pretends to be poor so I can come across as relatable to my audience. I think it's tacky, I think it's annoying, and I also think it's quite insulting to the audience watching, as if you guys are going to be fooled into thinking that.
You are one to talk about insulting to the audience.
Brother! Brother!
Don't
brother.
Insult your audience.
My brother in Christ.
Don't act like you're the same as your audience.
You've been watching me for 10 years now. It's no secret that I have been able to find success doing what I've done. It didn't start that way, though. I started from literally nothing and had a dream for myself and was determined to literally do anything to make it happen. And luckily, I've been blessed to be able to do that and now call this my full-time job. The reason I made that video yesterday, though, was a lot of people these days do not have the make it work mentality. They have no desire to actually put in the effort to try to fix a problem and get themselves out of a situation. They immediately result in asking for help. And don't get me wrong, I don't think there's anything wrong with asking for help. In my personal opinion, though, it should be a last resort. If you disagree, that's totally fine. That's your personal opinion. I'm not going to apologize for having mine.
Dude, shut the fuck up. You don't know if it was a last resort. It might have been that desperate of a situation where you had to message James Charles and ask for money because who knows what she was dealing with, and what bills she had coming up or what situation she was currently in.
And also, like, if it's annoying, like, I could see having a large following and there's a million people asking you for money constantly and you don't, like, I understand how that could get annoying, but, like, not annoying enough to do anything about it. Just fucking keep scrolling.
It's so weird.
There's a lot of people responding back to the video being like, oh my gosh, he has no idea how hard the job market is. I've been applying for new jobs for 6 months, 1 year, 2 years now, and I've literally heard back nothing from any of the jobs. I'm sorry that that is happening to people. I know that the job market fucking sucks. I've heard so many horror stories. I can't even imagine what that's like. Those are the people, in my opinion, that are totally valid and asking for help. The person that I made the video about yesterday lost their job last week at Spirit Airlines, along with 17,000 other people. And granted, I don't know this person. Maybe making a GoFundMe link was really their last resort. I just personally did not believe that to be the case because I know for a fact that they sent the same exact DM to hundreds of different influencers and celebrities.
Who cares? That's what you do if you're in a desperate situation.
Why do you care? Who cares?
Yeah.
Doing this literally from your
keep
bed. Scrolling. Who cares?
Can't even lift his head off the fucking pillow to make this.
This person did not follow me. They have never DM'd me previously. They have never supported me on any social platforms.
Who cares, dude?
Why is your cleavage out? Put your titties away. I'm fucking sick of it.
Seriously.
Just spam copying and pasting this DM to every person that they assumed had money to offer them, and I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm kind of over it.
Yeah, okay, this is a little long.
All right. Look at his eyes, dude.
No, I'm scared of him.
I'm telling you, terrifying. Terrifying.
I'm scared of him.
Yeah.
So basically,
I can smell your dog's breath from here.
I can smell my dog's breath from here.
She's got wild breath for such a little thing.
She's going to,
wild breath.
She's getting her teeth cleaned next week, actually. Yeah, she has hot dog breath. Maggie, please.
Hot dog breath.
With peace and love, I love you. Brush your teeth.
I love her so much.
So I think he thought, once again, he cooked with this and was like, that'll show him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
People were fucking pissed at this video.
Yes.
And so then he put another one out?
Yes. So
apology number two. Mm-hmm. Let's check it out.
I posted a video on this account talking about how a woman had lost her job at Spirit Airlines and she sent me a message with a GoFundMe link asking me to donate. And the video was basically me yelling at the camera, being super upset and frustrated because this person had never followed me, never supported me before. And it was clear that she had basically copied and pasted this DM to every influencer and celebrity she possibly could, asking for a handout. And I called her lazy. I said she was stupid. And I said she should have spent the time that she spent copying and pasting the message, applying for jobs instead.
I am convinced that he has like a big poster board behind the camera with like some bullet points. Because look at the way he keeps glancing up, and it's right when he says anything actually meaningful. And it sounds like would come from a PR firm.
He's like, he goes, poor people.
He's like, but what actually, yeah, you can tell. He's like looking at something. Am I crazy?
I think that's a little of a stretch.
Well, when it comes to James Charles, I think
his third video, I for sure think he
had some
something.
Points. Yeah. I mean, I don't think he has it in him to just speak.
I mean, he's literally
kindly.
Speaking like completely opposite than what he was saying to her. So.
And when he was in the zone, he was not taking his eyes off the camera at all.
He's
and now
apologized
he's like,
so many times. I think he's like expert apologizer.
But I think he just has some little like keywords for himself.
He might.
Unnecessary, privileged, things like that just to remind him what to say.
Right.
I don't know. Just a theory.
This video was fucking stupid. It was rude. It was obnoxious. It was privileged. And most importantly, it was completely fucking unnecessary. When I saw that DM, I absolutely had the choice to ignore it and say absolutely nothing at all and move on with my day. But instead, I couldn't even tell you why. Her message just triggered me, and I decided instead to make a video about it. And I bashed her, and it was obnoxious, and I shamed her for asking for help in a situation where she was clearly really struggling, and this could have been her absolute last resort. I have no idea what was going on in her life, and I should have never assumed that she was just copying and pasting this DM as an easy way out. I don't know. I just don't know. My intention behind making this video in the first place was, I get a lot of messages like this every single day. And for me personally, it definitely sucks to receive messages from people that don't follow you and don't support you, treating you like our personal ATM or bank account. But what I'm sure sucks even fucking more is not knowing where your next paycheck is coming from and not being sure whether or not you're going to be able to put food on the table for yourself and your family. So it really doesn't matter what my intentions were behind making the video, because it came across as super fucking privileged and like I was basically shaming anybody that's unemployed for not trying hard enough to get a job. And I feel awful because that wasn't my intention and it really hurt a lot of people. And I know that it's not that easy. I know that the job market fucking sucks right now. I have friends that are looking for jobs. I have my own employees that I try my best to take care of. And I've heard so many fucking horror stories online of companies ghosting people, recruiters wasting everybody's time, people applying for job after job and not hearing back for 6 months, a year, 2 years. I know that it's really fucking hard out there and that most people are just doing their best and trying their best to figure it out and to make it by. And if this person happened to choose sending out GoFundMe links as their method of trying to make it by, who am I to judge? Especially when you consider the fact that my method of figuring it out and getting by was making makeup videos online. I just happened to get really lucky, and now, years later, I'm in a blessed and privileged position. But as somebody with a platform, it's my responsibility to humble myself and to never take what I have for granted. And when I made that video today, that is exactly what I did. I was speaking from a very privileged, obnoxious, ignorant standpoint. And for anybody that saw that video and was disappointed or upset with what I said, I am super sorry. Especially to the woman from Spirit Airlines. I did try to look for her message earlier before making this video, and I couldn't find it. If you see this video and you want to get in touch, I would love to apologize to you directly and to help you out a little bit. But if you are not comfortable with that, I totally understand too.
So this is apology too, right? Am I following? Yeah. So he's done three videos within 1 day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting how quickly you changed from "you lazy piece of shit" to "I am privileged and don't know what I'm talking about and should never have done."
Because he's getting ripped.
Yeah, it's so inauthentic. Does anyone actually watch something like this and be like, "Oh, James really, he learned his lesson"?
Yeah, like over half a million people
are the ones who liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, insane. I think a lot of people on TikTok too just like stuff so that they can get back to it.
I've done that. Yeah.
I do that all the time. Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
That's how you like save your, you know?
But you can literally just save it.
Yeah. But that's more of a pain in the ass to get to it.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, he's literally saying the complete opposite, like how he's now saying, "Oh, well, I didn't know if that was your last resort." Mm-hmm. But like,
covering my last resort.
Right.
Last resort.
I'm sure he just went through all the hate comments and just took notes.
Like,
they're like,
shit.
They're mad at me for this. They're mad at me for that. They're mad at me for this.
It's so bad.
So during my pregnancy, I was dealing with some weird skin things. Okay. My skin got so dry. And of course, I was pregnant during the winter, so it was extra dry. And nothing that I was using was cutting it. Nothing was actually hydrating me. And a lot of the lotions that I was trying that promised to be extra moisturizing were very greasy and heavy. And that all changed for me when I discovered Osea this year. Osea completely transforms your skin. I swear this stuff is magic. I love to put it on right before I go to bed because then I'm going to feel extra moisturized when I wake up. And it just feels so soft. Their seaweed-powered, clinically tested formulas are designed to deliver visible results. I especially like to use it on my neck area, my décolleté. You know, as I'm getting older these days, I gotta make sure I'm really taking care of that area as well and not ignoring it, which I have been very guilty of in the past. Osea's Undaria Algae Body Oil is one of their best sellers, and I can see why. It's also a 2025 Allure Best of Beauty winner. It's fast absorbing, non-greasy, it's a body oil, and it's powered by hand-harvested Undaria seaweed to deeply hydrate and improve the look of elasticity. And it just leaves my skin feeling so radiant and healthy, soft. Oh, I can't say enough good things about it, especially after a shower. There's nothing more luxe. And not to mention, all of their products just smell so good. A 2-week third-party clinical study of 53 women ages 25 to 65, including expert skin grading, instrumental measurements, and a consumer perception study, discovered these incredible results. 100% showed a significant improvement in moisturization and skin elasticity. 100% agreed that skin looked firmer and less crepey. And 100% agreed that skin felt softer, smoother, and more supple. And I agree with all of that. So get a spring-worthy glow with clean, clinically tested skincare from Osea. And right now, we have a special discount just for our seshies. You can get 10% off your first order site-wide with the code SESH at OseaMalibu.com. All right, I think I've seen enough of this one, too.
Yeah.
You get the point.
But my favorite part about all of this is that these three videos were posted on his spam account, and then the big apology was posted on his real James Charles account.
Oh, was it?
So he's okay, like, "Fuck, this is too serious. I gotta get to the real apology."
Explain to people on TikTok what is a spam account.
So like, when someone has a lot of following or a large following, a lot of followers on TikTok, then a lot of times they'll make a secondary account. That's more just like informal rant videos or whatever they want to put on it, and they call it like their spam account, and it's usually has a lot less followers than like their big main account. I think is the gist.
Just kind of like their junk account a little bit, like just whatever goes on there.
Yeah.
That's kind of like what my whole account is.
So that's what he kept posting on his spam. And then he was like, I think he realized like, oh no, this is a big enough issue. I need to go to my real James Charles account and post my real apology onto it.
Oh, well, and in his apology, it's more than just an apology. He's also promoting.
Right.
Himself. Do you think he does this stuff on purpose, though, to some degree, that he is like, this is the only way I stay relevant is by doing dumb shit now.
Yeah, it's been about a year since.
Oh, yeah, it was about a year, huh? He's like, once a year when the summertime hits.
Yes.
It's the summertime and the weather is hot.
I'm going to yell at somebody.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah, I mean, any today's economy press. To do something like this, you know, it's going to blow up. And then to attach it to the Spirit Airlines story, which was huge.
Yeah.
Like, of all the things to pick someone apart for.
Business king.
Maybe he's like, yeah.
He's like, this is how I stay relevant. Boss babe.
And he's like, and I can get away with multiple apologies if I fuck up the first one.
Yeah. Right.
Who knows in the sick mind of James Charles what goes on? Could be.
Oh, my God. That's like the title of the fucking Jeffree Star thing that Shane Dawson made.
Oh,
remember
yeah.
The something mind of Jeffree Star.
Yeah, and then there was something like that with Jake Paul, too.
Oh, yeah.
He did a Jake Paul one. God, what a time.
So then he goes dark for, a couple days?
Yeah, well, so from what I saw, the girl that had reached out to him, ended up posting, you know, a message that he sent her pretty much apologizing.
He basically was like, hey, just wanted to reach out. I'm really sorry.
That's not how he talks. He goes, hi, Amber. I wanted to reach out to him privately with an apology for the video I made. It was disgraceful and completely unnecessary.
There's no excuse for this, for me yelling and the berating someone to help out in a shitty situation that was completely out of control. I'm so sorry for that.
Lily sounds like Mickey Mouse.
Wow, you're really good at Mickey.
I'm so sorry for adding what was already a distressing time. I'm so ashamed for mostly, not only my video, but also being so disgustingly out of touch.
I was sent your video today.
And I'm so glad to see your GoFundMe has exploded. But I also know that getting attention online can be scary and overwhelming, especially when you've never exploded.
Okay.
Especially when you never asked for it in the first place. I spent the last few days reading stories and about real people about what it's actually like losing a job without notice, and also learning about the journey to find a new one when so many people are going through this situation. I've just donated to your GoFundMe, but also please know I'm here if any.
This is my favorite part.
I just donated to your GoFundMe, but also please know I'm here if there is anything else I can help with or do so.
You know what? This is also reminding me of Pinocchio and Shrek.
Yeah. I'm not a pedophile. I'm a real boy.
Also,
fully understand if you never want to hear from me again. I genuinely wish you all the best and hope you're doing well.
I love that he's like, hey, reach out if you need anything from me. You just verbally assaulted, essentially, this poor woman.
You piece of shit. You fucking piece of shit, you dumb bitch. Get a job. The least you could do is fucking apply. The least you could do is follow me and buy a few painted palettes before you ask me for some money, you big bitch.
Oh my God, Janelle, I'm dying. That is my favorite voice you've ever done. You are doing James Charles' voice from now on. Oh my God.
That sounds like dude, take your genuinely wish you all the best and hope you're doing okay and shove it
white
up your
heart,
fat ass.
Heart.
What the fuck?
White heart, white heart.
White heart. So basically,
I'm crying.
Oh, and this is good too. He donates $500 to her GoFundMe.
Oh my
that was
God, James.
Asking for $1,600.
$500. Now, I will say,
he's laying in his bed. He's like, $500.
Now, I will say, we have to do true journalism here and say that he donated to many other GoFundMes as well. I want to say like 13 GoFundMes total of $500 or different different amounts. But like, bro,
well,
you could have at least asked or donated for the $1,600 that she was asked. That would have made it look better.
He did end up giving her $5,000.
Oh, good for him.
Because I think a lot of people...
He says, oh shit, the $500 is not enough. Better add another zero to that.
That was a mistake on my part. It was a typo.
I was a typo. I meant to add in one more zero, but I accidentally deleted it.
I think because, yeah, people were just like, that's all you donated?
Yeah.
Fucker. God.
Okay. Now, basically, Amber was like, you big bitch, I do not accept your apology.
I'm the girl that James Charles talked about in that video. Everybody's been asking for a video, and I haven't been able to make it because of a few reasons, one being my anxiety. I have really bad anxiety. Really bad anxiety. But, you know, I had to talk myself out of a lot of things. I was able to talk myself into this. Did James Charles really send you that message? He did. He decided to message me on TikTok. And he wanted to privately apologize. I know another question on here is, do I accept his apology? So I'm just going to answer it right together. Hell no.
He should have stitched this and been like, this was the worst statement of my that I've ever seen in my entire life. You have bad anxiety? You're too fucking bad, sweetie. So does everybody else in this world.
Just insane.
Yeah, imagine his like private reaction to this. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it was super unhinged.
No. Mm-hmm.
Well, Jackie Aina also decided to chime in on the situation.
I'm glad you included this. I wanted to talk about what Jackie said, which I thought was
really
interesting take.
People hate on her too, though. She's had some weird ass behavior recently.
Really?
Mm-hmm. She like blocks everyone, even her supporters.
She blocks her supporters?
Yeah, people are like pissed at her too, which that's a whole different fucking ballgame.
Oh, damn. Mm-hmm. I've always really liked Jackie Aina. Well, anyway, whatever about that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what's going on there, but I did really like what she had to say about James, which she basically, I don't know if we need to play it, but I thought it was an interesting point that she talked about how this is a bigger problem than just James. Obviously, James is a giant fucking problem.
James and the giant problem.
You're just on fire today, Janelle. But she talked about how it's a larger issue of a lack of empathy in society, which I think is so true. It's not just James Charles. It's people all over the internet, just in life, that are just nasty.
Look at our leaders, though. Starts from the top.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was getting to. Like, it's just gotten, people have gotten so vicious. I mean, I was on the internet in the early days and it was never how it is now. The things that people will say, the just lack of kindness on like any random viral post, like they'll post, I'll see a news outlet post about a celebrity or something, and I'm like, oh, that's cool, whatever they did, or they're starring in a movie, or here's their look or whatever. Now I look at the comments and people are just ripping them for nothing and just publicly fine with from their personal profiles saying the meanest things possible.
I seriously feel like the internet has just made everyone so angry and so like sensitive in the way that people get triggered by everything, and then they go and attack each other by everything. It's really so hostile.
And there's no limit to what people will say. I mean, people will say the most cruel things to an absolute stranger.
To a stranger.
It is so horrible. Even I was all pissed off when I came in today because someone had the nerve on TikTok to say that my son's name is diabolical. And it really hurt my feelings because I love my son's name. God, it's a family name. It was just so hurtful. I'm like, why would you say something mean to a 2-month-old baby? Yeah. Is that really where we're at in society? Yeah. Like, it's so, and you're right, it does come from the top. Things have gotten so much worse since Donald Trump came
into
the spotlight.
I like to blame everything on him.
No, but it could, it can I absolutely
think it's
be.
True.
Yes. Society has been,
and now it's cool,
forever altered by him, especially politics, but just society as a whole.
100%.
That like, oh, we're not politically correct. We say it how it is, bitch. Yeah. That's how it is. And I can't stand it. It is so hard being on the internet these days. That's why I try to fucking spend as much time as I can not scrolling my phone, because I just get, it's so depressing. It's so sad. And yeah, James clearly thinks, oh, people love this shit. And initially, the people did. They were eating it up.
He was like, I don't understand. It was doing so well.
Yeah, because it was with his fucking audience. Because if you're still riding for James Charles at this point.
Right.
Something's wrong with you.
So.
Ew.
Sorry.
So. What is his regular content? Does he do makeup tutorials?
Honestly,
what does he do?
I'm not sure what he does on TikTok.
His most recent one was the guessing the drinks challenge.
That was,
I think.
Like trying sodas?
I think that was before, because I saw someone talking about, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. It was like his, before he did this.
Oh.
This one, yeah, because when I saw his real apology, I was like, let me go see if he's posted anything else. And yeah, 3 days ago, he said, time to change up my hair. That's how I figured out he curls it with a curling iron. Mm.
The video that I posted 2 weeks ago now about the Spirit Airlines situation was awful. That video was terrible. It was nasty. It was disrespectful. It was completely unnecessary. And seeing clips of it all over my For You page is embarrassing, to say the least. There is no excuse for making that video, so I'm not going to sit down today and try to give you one. I fucked up, point blank, period. When I initially posted that video, it was on my spam account, which for anybody that might not be familiar, is basically my second page where every piece of content is me crashing out and yelling at the camera over any random topic.
That's such a great thing to have. Your mother must be so proud. I have an account just for me crashing out.
He like crashes. I saw someone else talking about how he was crashing out about like Taco Bell not including his like nacho cheese or something.
I did see. No, it was guacamole. The price of guacamole.
Oh,
I saw that a long time ago. I don't know how I even saw that, but yeah. He was pissed at
a lot of people duetting him or like reacting to him pop up on my For You page. That's how
really?
I keep seeing him. Yeah.
The videos are supposed to be relatable and funny, and I talk about things like the hantavirus cruise or parking tickets or the cost of guacamole, but nothing about that Spirit Airlines video was in line with that content at all. I, to be completely honest with you, don't know what I was going through that day that led to me or allowed me to be so triggered by an individual one-off message like that. And I really don't know what the hell went through my head to think it was appropriate in any way, shape, or form to make a piece of content about somebody reaching out asking for a helping hand at a vulnerable time. The intention behind that video was not to accuse anybody unemployed of being lazy. And it was also not to accuse any hardworking people of not working hard enough. But that is how the video came across. And I feel fucking terrible for contributing to those narratives.
No, you don't.
What are you talking about? What else? How else could it possibly be received? That's what it is.
Exactly.
Like, I didn't intend for it to be. What did you? What was your intention?
His intention was for people to be like, yes, bitch, tell him to get a fucking job, you lazy pieces of shit.
Yeah, he thought it was going to be like his Kim Kardashian,
get off your fucking ass and work, which also did not go over well for that.
No, should have learned from her.
When I first posted this video, clearly I didn't see a problem with it. Clearly, I didn't see a problem.
I'm literally making this because I got shit.
I want you to know that is true.
Do I feel bad? No, I don't really feel bad. I just feel bad that I got caught. So yes, I'm making an apology video.
It took me losing 1 million followers for me to be like, oh, fuck. I should probably
say
something.
It was more than that, right? I heard it was a couple million.
Oh, okay. Well, he's got 40.
Look up how many he's lost.
I also started with 40.
I heard there was a thing where like people were losing followers, or there was like a.
Oh yeah, that was on Instagram. Everyone like lost a bunch of bot followers. No, he hasn't even lost one. He's lost 300,000. That's it.
Oh.
At least on TikTok, that's it.
300,000.
Yeah, that's it. It's like he's at 39.7. He was at 40.
Oh, I saw people saying millions. Well,
unless I'm wrong,
who knows? Who cares? Whatever.
What I said here is not okay, and now I need to educate myself as to why. And that's what I've been working on doing over the last 2 weeks. I uploaded a video on the same spam account apologizing, and since then, a lot of people have reached back out. The original Spirit Airlines employee did end up coming forward, so I was able to send her a private apology and donate to her GoFundMe, as well as several other Spirit Airlines employees that were also affected by the bankruptcy. However, I'm well aware that an apology video and a couple of donations from my couch in LA are not enough. In the initial video, I made a comment of like, welcome to the real world, why don't you just go get another job? And I now realize that is literally just not possible. I knew that the economy and the job market weren't great, but I'm ashamed to admit my level of ignorance when it came to how bad it actually was. But now I'm definitely more in the loop because the last 2 weeks have been spent having a lot of conversations and listening to people. Whether it was a supporter, a non-supporter, a mean message, a nice message, I have just been reading and taking in as many stories as I possibly can to better understand what it is actually like living in the real world, because clearly I now understand and realize I have been far departed from that for a very fucking long time because of the privileged, secluded little influencer bubble that I have been in.
Oh my God, admitting this is so embarrassing.
I
had to learn. I had to educate myself that people work.
I am finding out what it's like to actually have jobs and lose jobs. I had
so
no idea.
Bad. Dude, oh my God.
It's
Wow.
Have told me about wanting to work but not being able to because of disability or medical, or even people applying for hundreds of.
I had no idea people couldn't work because of disabilities. That's news to me.
Or I sent out a bunch of applications and you didn't get hired.
Yeah, I had no idea people have to wait so long for jobs.
Yeah,
jobs just don't just happen. You can't just go sign up for a job.
That they have
stupid
jobs and still can't put food on the table because the cost of living is just that high.
I learned the cost of living is really high, apparently.
Like, that's just
apparently
so
things are bad. The economy must be bad.
So insane to me that you are that, or pretending. I don't think this is true. I think you just doesn't give a shit.
No,
but just pretending to be that uneducated and stupid that you don't even know that,
like, that privileged.
No shit.
Yeah, it's more important to him to come across as clueless and innocent than to be that stupid.
Have you, like, turned the news on once in the last 10 years?
I mean, he's
honestly
on social media.
Not. Yeah. I mean, come on. You got to know something.
People have shared stories with me about getting laid off, companies filing for bankruptcy. People have told me about wanting to work but not being able to because of disability or medical, or even people applying for hundreds of jobs and never hearing back from recruiters. I've heard people tell me that they have 2, 3, 4 jobs and still can't put food on the table because the cost of living is just that high. And I now realize that most people want to work but quite literally cannot because of circumstances completely out of their control and a system that is working against them every single step of the way. And I feel awful for contributing to the idea that if you're not working overtime, you're not working hard enough, because that should not be the reality that we're all okay with. I know that my job as an influencer is easy as hell, right? I have such a blessed job to be able to make videos online and teach people how to do makeup.
Especially nowadays, he doesn't even make YouTube videos. So he's not like editing or he just like sits there and films. I don't think so. Is he on YouTube? Can we look?
Yeah,
I haven't heard of a James Charles YouTube video. I think he's just like a TikToker now, which isn't always easy. There's a lot of really talented TikTokers out there, don't get me wrong. But like what James is doing,
he makes
is
videos.
Easy.
Have you ever gone out to dinner with your friends and then you go to pay and you realize, crap, I forgot my wallet? And then you're sitting there embarrassed because obviously you don't want to freeload off of your friends, but you're also panicked because your credit card's just not there. Well, no worries. There's a solution for that, and that is called Cash App, baby. Cash App makes paying your friends back so, so easy. And if you weren't up to speed already, Cash App is way more than just a safe way to spend and receive money. With the Cash App card, you unlock a ton of perks without all the hidden fees,
Enjoy benefits like exclusive early access to nationwide concert presales, like Kendrick Lamar and Sabrina Carpenter, to name a couple of recent examples, plus discounts on everyday purchases and popular brands you're probably already spending money on. Add your card to your digital wallet to make your money moves easier. Cash App also adds security to your money by declining suspicious card transactions and sending you a notification to make sure the payment is really you. And if your card is ever lost or stolen, you can lock it with just one tap right in the app. Spend with confidence with the Cash App card today. And right now, new Cash App customers can earn $10 if they use code CASHAPP10 in their profile at sign up and send $5 to a friend within 14 days. Terms apply. Cash App is a financial services platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App's bank partners. Prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC. Cash App Visa debit flex cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC. And the Bancorp Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA, Inc. See terms and conditions for the Sutton prepaid card, Sutton debit flex card, and Bancorp debit flex card. Cash App Green features savings, direct deposit, roundups, overdraft coverage, and discounts provided by Cash App, a blocking brand. Visit cash.app/legal/podcast for full disclosure.
Yeah, he still pumps out his videos.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, shit. What kind of views is he getting these days?
Mix 600, 800, a million.
God, kind of depends. That is so depressing. People
1.3,
still
1.2.
Him.
Ew. 670, 650, 1 million.
He's a large follower.
And what does this teach young people? You can do whatever the fuck you want. You can be an actual predator and still be just fine.
I mean,
right.
<Yeah. laughs> Like, hello. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Look who's running the country, an actual predator.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Convicted.
Correct.
Oh, I'm getting depressed.
I can't All listen right. to this,
bitch. I'm kind of over it.
So then he like ends it off by being like, but guys, don't worry, because I started a foundation, a charity.
Yeah, no, it's a project. The Painted Project. Which he also paired with his Painted brand. It sure is did. On his brand's website, like at the bottom.
Yep.
So you have to scroll past all yep. the products to buy, and then you can go to the Painted Project.
Where
he's put $250,000 mm-hmm. in towards helping people with things.
People who have been through bad things, essentially. Mm-hmm.
Like a crisis relief fund.
Yeah.
Which $250,000 for someone like him is not that much.
Painted Project. Are
you guys hearing song music?
No, that's my son yeah. crying in the
oh,
other room.
Oh,
he's with his dad. Don't worry. He might stop by.
Oh, I thought it was a little song.
No, he just woke up from a nap and he's probably gassy and mad and hungry. Yeah. So who knows if that, I feel like we'll hear nothing about that ever again. To build something like this. So quickly off the back of a statement like that, of calling calling someone a piece of shit,
he
and
acts
ridiculing
like he's
her.
Been working on this for. He's like, I know it may sound weird, and it may be a weird
you.
Timing that he just now launched this.
No.
He's like, but I've actually
anyone who has been working on a project like this, who actually wants to give back, would never, ever in their wildest dreams even have it in them to say the mean things that you did off camera, let alone to film it and post it.
100%.
That is just not the type of person that makes a foundation.
No, that's so true.
Come on. I don't believe that for a second. This, you had your team scramble and throw this together because of what you did. And it's disgusting. You would not have made this without it.
But hey, if you're going to give up some of your money, great.
Yeah.
Hope someone who deserves it gets
good.
It.
It's horrible, though. I was like, there's only one option right now that's like open to apply for. But I saw some people reacting that this foundation should have its own like domain and like own site.
Yes.
Like the fact that you have like a cart up here, they can show mm-hmm. like how much you want to buy. And
well,
it's like,
that
oh,
shows how much he slapped it together as well. Because
right.
he's like, I'll just put it on the website I already have. I mean, it took us a long time to put Higher Hope together. It's so offensive, dude. Like, and you had to do it this fast. Gross. Gross. Hopefully it helps some people, though. I mean, whatever. I guess it's money. But
Coca-Cola, hello.
All right, my head hurts. I need to get away from this. Done with him.
Ugh,
why can't he just go away for good?
He's a cockroach. Like, what did we say he was? He's a scab.
A predator.
He's a scab.
He's a scab.
He's more like, what is the bug that comes back like every 7 years? Like a cicada or like a locust?
Cockroach
comes
never...
back to do something bad once a year, we've decided.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
He's like a moth.
Yeah.
Like moth season.
He's moth season.
Which, by the way, is like non-existent this year. Have you noticed? No moths.
I wonder if it's because we didn't get
any rain.
Any rain.
Any snow. Hi, sisters.
Bye, sisters.
Yeah, I'm done with that. That's all I got to say on Joms. All right. It is time to clear our brains of the James Charles madness by playing a game. I have missed sesh games. I have had so much FOMO watching you guys play games on this show during my maternity leave. You guys have had some really good games, and today we're going to play one of them.
We're doing the one that we did a couple weeks ago when Haley and I had little figures on our forehead, and we had to guess who's who, because you guys seemed to enjoy that, and it was really fun.
So isn't it called Headbands?
Sure.
Well, there's like an actual board game type.
Oh, wait,
what it called? Headbands.
Oh, I
think
I
it's about the same thing. Maybe not people. Maybe it's words or something. It's headbands with a Z. While Sydney is setting this up, update on our studio. We are not going to be in here forever. This has been longer than we expected.
As is everything.
It is. That's how it is with construction. But we have the sickest studios being built right now. We're so excited. All our shows are getting new studios, even TCKR, and I am pumped. Actually, this room is going to be the TCKR studio.
Yep.
And so, yeah, probably about another month, maybe, is what we're hoping for.
Yeah.
We'll see. No promises.
Yeah. But it'll be worth the wait.
It will. It's going to be so amazing. I'm so pumped. Round one. Okay.
Okay, look on three. Ready? One, two, three.
Okay.
Okay, now show the camera.
Yep.
So are there any rules about what you can ask?
No.
Okay.
Essentially like yes or no questions.
Okay, yeah. But you don't want to do boring ones like is this a male or
yeah,
female
don't do boring
or something.
Ones.
Okay.
Have I been canceled?
No.
Oh, okay, great.
We love.
Yeah. Go ahead. Now you ask.
Okay. Have I been canceled?
No.
Okay. We've got some good people.
No cancellations.
Okay.
Have I, am I like an A-list celebrity?
No.
Okay.
Not an A-list.
Okay.
In this office, yes.
Oh. Mm-hmm. In this office.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I think I know. Okay.
Wait, you had that letter.
I knew that was going to give it away.
All right, go ahead.
Does my person have a talent?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think so.
Like a performing talent?
No.
Okay.
Not a performer.
Is my person a internet figure?
Yes.
Okay.
Is my person a podcaster?
No. I don't think so. No.
Okay.
Is my person a child?
Yes.
Can I guess my person?
Mm-hmm.
Is it the Rizzler?
Yes, the Rizzler.
You gave it away when you said it in this household or in this company he is.
Like we said, we're big fans of the Rizzler. He sent us a signed portrait of himself.
He did.
And we have it on display.
Yep.
Do you like this person?
I do, yeah.
You do?
I like her. I think you do, too.
Her? Okay.
Oh, shit. Right. Sorry.
Okay. So we like her, but she's not a performer, and
no.
She's not a podcaster.
Right.
Has she been on podcasts?
I would assume so.
I think so.
I would think so.
Is she an internet figure?
No.
Is she an A-lister?
Not A-lister, but, like, pretty well-known.
B?
Yeah, I would say B-lister.
Hmm.
Pretty well-known.
Is she from a reality TV show?
Yes.
Okay. Is she a Real Housewife?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Hmm. Is she blonde?
Yes.
Okay, a blonde Real Housewife.
That you like.
That I like. Is it Heather Gay?
It is.
Yay!
Yay!
Heather. I thought that was gonna be a harder one.
I thought her talent was, she's a writer. She's written a couple of books.
I was going to ask.
Produced a documentary series.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I like Heather. She's pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean.
As far as Real Housewives go.
I need that new season to come out so bad.
Oh, I know. I don't think I ever finished the last one.
What the fuck,
I know,
dude?
I was saving
it was
them.
So good. What are you saving them for? You're not working.
I was saving them for treadmill time.
Okay, well, get off your books. Put the book down and pick up the goddamn remote.
Round two.
All right, look. And show the camera. Okay. You can go first.
Okay. Okay. I like the starting out with the canceled thing. is this person canceled? Have they ever had controversy? We should just stop using the word canceled. No one gets canceled anymore.
Like, no.
Have they had controversy?
Like, one time recently, but I don't even know if you would know about it. So I'm just going to say no. Okay. Yeah, I feel like you wouldn't know either. Some people are going to know.
Okay.
But no, not really.
No, okay. I want to know.
Do I find this person hot?
I don't know if you do. I think you probably do. Most people do.
Okay.
I do.
So, like, for the most part, they're considered hot.
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay.
Like, heartthrob category.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Has this person written a book?
No.
Okay, no books.
Does this person act?
Yes.
Okay.
Does my person act?
Yes.
Okay, so we've got two actors.
Is this person in a movie I've seen?
That's hard.
Let me think about what you've seen. I feel like you... Yes.
Yes?
Yes, yes, definitely.
Oh, okay, mm-hmm. Great. So mm-hmm. I definitely...
In a movie you like.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Oh, I think... Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is my person on TV shows or movies? Or I guess I have to ask yes or no. Are they on TV shows?
No.
No.
Known for movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So we have two movie stars.
Okay. I'm assuming this person's a male.
Yes.
Okay.
Is my person a male?
Yeah.
Okay. Two men.
Is this person in The Hangover?
No.
I don't know why I just thought of that. Okay.
Well, you were thinking hot and Bradley Cooper is like
the
hottest.
I was thinking of that.
It's not Bradley Cooper.
Okay.
Obviously. I think Bradley Cooper is the hottest.
He is so hot. It's like unbelievable.
It really is. I just watched something with him in it recently.
He's
it was so good.
So hot. Mm. Him and that one guy from the Jury.
The Jury. Oh, yeah.
Jury Duty. Sorry, yeah.
James Marsden.
Yeah.
Yes, James Marsden's so hot. Watch Jury Duty, you guys. It's so funny. Good.
Okay, you go.
Has my person been in a movie recently, within the last year?
For sure. I just don't know what it is, but yes, there's no way it's not that.
Okay.
Yeah. Is my person problematic, or does generally the population like him?
Problematic.
Problematic. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
I think I know.
Okay.
You do?
Does my person only like young people?
No.
Oh, fuck. I was going to say Leo.
No, it's not. Leo, I wouldn't really consider like widely problematic. There's definitely a lot of people who have problems with him, and you can argue some of his behavior, but he's not like...
This guy's like widely problematic.
More recently. Hot. Yeah.
Fuck.
Okay. Is my person a short king?
Yes.
Okay. I want to guess.
Go.
Is my person Timothée Chalamet?
Yes.
How did you get that?
I got a sense. Well, especially because he's been like on fire lately.
Yes.
And me and Tom were talking about him downstairs this morning. So he was just on my mind.
That's so...
And I just watched the Dune movies and I loved them.
I'm impressed. Oh,
he's a Dune?
Yeah.
He's a Dune.
Yeah, he is Dune.
He, what was I going to say? Oh, his one little controversy is he made fun of...
Oh, yeah. Of, like, ballet or
ballet,
something.
Ballet.
Yeah, I kind of saw it.
He had, like the opera Doja something. Cat. Yeah, he made...
The opera.
Yeah, something. He made beef of some sort of musical art.
He made the beef.
Okay, I need to guess my person.
Kylie Jenner's man.
Mm-hmm.
Is this person, like, old?
No. Like, what do you consider old?
Like... You know when something pops up last minute and you're excited to go, but then you're like, but what will I wear? Well, no worries. That's why Revolve exists, folks, to be able to provide you with really cute clothes, accessories, shoes, you name it, quickly, and making sure that you feel your best wherever you're going.
And offering a huge variety of
brands. Huge variety.
Amazing. Some of my favorite brands like Birkenstock.
I just
Hoka.
Got a new pair of Birks.
Did you?
Like a week ago from Revolve.
Ooh, are you wearing them?
Well, yes, today, but I'm not. I don't have shoes on right now. Mm. Very cute. Love them, though.
You can't go wrong with a pair of Birks.
You got Hokas?
I did. Yes, there I have Hokas. And then I also got a Coach bag that I just love. And it's big enough to fit diapers in it and mm-hmm. a diaper wipe and mm-hmm. a cream. Like, it's a nice, you know, good size purse, but has the interchangeable straps. It's just so cute. I'm obsessed with it.
I just got two new bags from them as well.
Mm.
Love. One's like suede and one's this like black leather. What's the like lattice looking, if you will, like a
weaved texture. Mm-hmm. Weaved is not a word. Woven texture. Let's see. What else did I get? Oh, some shoes. I got really cute sandals, which I'm really excited about. They have really good jewelry on Revolve.
They do. Their accessory game is on fire. Sunglasses, purses, whatever you need.
Yeah. And they have something in all different price points, which I also really appreciate.
Me
if
too.
You're balling on a budget or if you're looking to splurge a little on a luxury item, they have everything.
They even have pre-owned luxury items, yep, which I think is really cool. Good for the planet, good for your wallet. And yeah, I haven't tried them out myself, but I've been peeking at them.
I also really like that you can shop by the vibe, okay? Because I'm actually going on a beach vacation here in a couple weeks, and I was able to curate my search results for my beach vacation. Or if you're like doing a night out, or a festival, or a dinner date, work clothes, whatever it is, you can actually search by your event so that only things that fit that specific vibe show up. They really do have styles that look elevated but effortless, feels expensive without trying too hard, or works for whatever's on your calendar. There's new arrivals daily, and they have inclusive sizing, and they really do have great shipping and return policies. Whether it's a big night out, a wedding, a trip, or you just need something last minute that actually works, Revolve always has it. Go to revolve.com/sesh to shop our faves and use code sesh for 15% off your first order. Fast shipping, easy returns, it just makes everything easier. That's revolve.com/sesh. You can shop our faves and get 15% off your first order. Offer ends June 17th, so don't miss out. '50s and higher. Sorry, not trying to offend anyone, but like older.
Over the hill. That's what they say.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't think he is.
Okay.
I don't know how old he is.
But he's problematic.
Yeah.
But he's hot.
Yes.
Would I fuck him for the plot, or is he too problematic where I could?
No, you could fuck him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's not that. He's not like.
He's not
always, like Kanye bad.
He's like one of my favorite actors.
Oh.
Now I'm just offering up stuff.
No, this isn't helpful. I don't know who you're.
I thought you didn't. Like, you weren't a fan.
No, I always was.
Okay. I agree. I think he's good.
I think he's a great actor.
I might need a hint.
You like a ton of bricks.
I might need a hint.
A hint. It's someone that we have talked about on this show.
Mm-hmm.
For being stupid.
Maybe.
In that way.
Is it
not like stupid?
Is it Jonah Hill?
Like, no.
I don't know why.
I don't think you would fuck Jonah Hill for the plot.
Actually, she probably would.
Hey, you know what?
For the plot.
Yeah.
Okay, what movie is he in?
No.
Fuck.
Just start asking.
Does he have brown hair?
Yes, he has brown hair.
Was he in The Grinch?
No.
Was he in The Proposal?
Yes.
Is he Ryan Reynolds?
Yes.
Yes.
Yay! Oh, would fuck 100%. He's so
right.
Hot.
He's so hot.
And like, you're right. He's like annoying, but he's not like.
Well, yeah. Remember all the Blake Lively shit, the lawsuit? Of
right.
course.
Yes, of course. Ryan.
I know.
He's hot.
I just am a huge fan of the Deadpool movies.
Yeah, but Ryan's hot.
So
sorry. Hot. The Proposal is so hot.
Oh my God. That bedroom scene where they're both naked and they run into each other. Oh,
so good.
Ooh, what'd you say, Sydney?
That's like one of my favorite movies.
Oh, The Proposal? It's so good. I always revisit
it. It's a great movie.
It's beautiful.
Betty White.
She's killing it.
Oh, she's great.
Sandra. She's
love
awesome.
Her.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so good. Round three. Okay, I'll go first. Is this person hot?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Okay, is my person hot?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is my person an influencer?
I mean, at this point, yeah, kind of. I actually don't know if they're an influencer.
Okay.
I don't be following. If they
so,
are.
Like, I'm just going to say no, then.
Is my person an actor?
No.
Okay.
Is my person a singer?
No. Yes. Mm-hmm. Right. Yes. I forgot.
Okay.
Is my person on reality TV?
No.
No. Okay.
Does this person have a podcast?
No, I don't think so.
Damn it. Okay.
Does my person have a podcast?
Yes.
Okay.
Certainly.
Certainly.
Okay, my person sings. Is their main career singing now?
No. They would like it to be.
Okay.
Okay. Does my person sing?
No.
Okay. No singing.
They would like. Is this person, has this person been canceled? Like, are they liked by the world?
No. And yes.
Oh.
Canceled.
Okay.
Not liked. Okay.
Really?
Want to guess?
Is it Colleen Ballinger?
No.
Okay.
I'm singing.
Well, you're like, yeah, no. Well,
I see where
like
you're
like Miranda
with that.
Sings, you know?
No, no, it's not Colleen.
Okay.
Colleen. Okay.
All right, go.
Is my person ripped?
No.
No. Okay.
Is my person a male?
Yes.
Male singer. Male singer, but doesn't actually sing, but wants to sing, and no one likes him. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is my person known for good makeup?
No.
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 Okay.
Not bad.
Like, not, but no, not.
But wears makeup?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is my person singing like actual songs on the radio? Or like
not on the radio.
Like YouTube song. Like they're trying.
They're trying. Not on the radio.
Okay.
That's all I'll give you.
Okay.
Is my person liked by the world?
Some yes, some absolutely not.
Okay. Okay. Do you okay. I'm trying to take your spot.
Does this person have a podcast?
You already asked that, I think. Oh. And no.
No, I was going to tell you. I did check. They do, but it's small.
I already asked. So sorry. Oh. Okay, so not really, though.
Yeah.
Okay. They have a podcast, though. Of course.
Yeah. He.
My guy's a man.
I didn't say that.
I said.
But I think you earlier asked.
I think I asked if he was a man.
Yeah.
It's a man, yeah.
Yeah, it is a man.
Yeah, it's a man who sings, but not well.
Is mine a man?
No.
Okay.
And I know this person for sure.
Yeah.
Is it James Charles?
No.
That's a good guess.
Damn it. I really thought I nailed it on that
was
that
a
one.
Good. That was a good guess.
Okay.
Has my person had controversy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Recently, specifically.
Recently.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good to know.
And mine sounds like it's full of controversy. Sings. Is he like our age-ish?
I always think everyone's older than me. So maybe. He might be younger than me. I don't know.
Okay.
I like seem to be really wrong about people's ages these days.
He's older than us.
Okay.
He's
I would 40s. Hope so. Okay.
40s?
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Is my person in their 30s?
Yes.
Okay.
Have we talked about him on the show?
Yes.
I guess we've talked about all these people.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Have we talked about my person on the show?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have we talked about their controversy on the show? And that's what I should have asked.
Yeah. I don't want to confuse her, though.
Oh.
The show has talked about her.
Yeah.
The show has talked
the
about
sesh
her.
The sesh has covered her.
Okay. How's that different than us?
Have you always been on every episode of the show?
Oh, I have. I wasn't there for this, so I may not understand.
You'll know. You know this person.
You'll know this person.
Okay.
For sure. We've also.
Oh, because you recently covered it, like when
it's
I was
a
gone.
Recent controversy, and you and I have also talked about this person in the past
on an
okay
episode.
Okay.
Deeply.
Deeply.
Is my person Chris Brown?
No.
I didn't do anyone that was like that crazy.
Okay. Is my person someone that I like?
I think so.
You think I like them?
Yeah.
Okay.
You've said in the past you have.
Okay. Okay.
Is my person short?
Short energy. I would guess so. I don't know their exact height.
Okay.
Okay. Did my person come from YouTube or TikTok, like a social media platform?
No.
No. Okay. They might be tall.
No.
Did this person like commit a crime?
Pretty equivalent.
Like, are they just like cringe as fuck?
I feel like he's probably committed crimes.
What he did was criminal in our minds.
And bad behavior.
And for the most.
But I feel like he's probably also committed a crime.
Okay.
Like, I could see like a DUI or something, maybe.
And for the most part, this person. Is it Justin Timberlake?
No, that's a confirmed crime.
Right, yeah. Right. This is going to ruin the tour.
Not the world tour.
Okay.
Does my person have a podcast? Did I already ask that?
Yes, remember I said yes.
Oh, you did? Okay, sorry. It's getting hard to keep track. Okay. Are they in the, like, chatty shoot the shit category?
Not really, no.
Okay.
No.
I got to narrow down the type of podcast. This is getting hard.
Is my person a rapper?
No. Not a rapper.
And it's not an A-lister?
No.
The fuck?
Is my person known for a political podcast?
They don't have a political podcast, but they have discussed political topics.
Okay.
They have had political centered episodes.
Okay.
I don't know who this person is. Maggie, help.
Tom better be able to make this interesting to watch.
Yes or no? It's yes or no. It's only fucking yes or no questions.
That's a lot of rules.
Two fucking rules. Two. One, yes or no. Two, don't be a fucking moron.
How am I supposed to follow that second rule?
Maybe by shutting the fuck up.
I need a fucking hint.
Is my person a mother?
Not technically, I guess. That's really not helpful. Like, no, they don't have children.
Okay, that's probably, yeah.
But.
What, do they have a dog that they're a mom of?
Yeah, but that's not what I was meaning.
So it's not like a teen mom person.
No.
It's not Kelsey. What's her name?
No.
Kylie Kelsey.
Kylie.
Controversy.
I wouldn't be so stuck on the controversy.
Okay. I've said I've liked this person. Is this person blonde?
Yes. Is my person blonde?
No.
Right. You saw my brown hair. Fuck, dude. I don't know who this person is. I don't like them.
Is my person attractive?
Yes. I think so.
I think even if they hadn't been a piece of shit, then you still wouldn't find them attractive, is my guess.
Piece of shit. Committing crimes.
Well, criminal behavior. I don't know if there's actual crimes, to reiterate.
So just like cringy.
Yeah, but more than that, like a piece of shit. Yeah.
Is it Mr. Beast?
No. It's not Beast. Has she been on the internet a long time?
I would say probably like for the past 10 years almost. Probably not that long. You need to give me a hint. Sorry. You have to give me a hint.
Okay, you got to give me a hint.
Okay, well.
Your person is from reality TV.
Cody Brown? Damn it. This is so stupid. Is it Toe?
No.
Is it from Love is Blind?
No.
Is it from Real Housewives?
No. Just going crazy now. Okay, give me a hint. No, we still haven't got it.
This person is like as big as Joe Rogan almost. Big wig shit.
Damn.
Big time podcasts.
You
don't get this on.
And it's not Chelsea Handler because...
No. She's had Chelsea on her podcast. That's how big she is. She's friends with Chelsea Handler. Is my person from The Bachelor?
No.
Is my... Okay, I get to keep guessing until I guess the fucking show it's from.
No, you have to play the game.
Bitch.
I thought we were going to have time for like six rounds of this. This is taking so long.
Yeah,
like,
well, that's
running
what I'm
out of
trying
time.
To guess.
This is going
to
be our last one.
Go.
Is there show about like supporting women? Like, is she like a...
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Are they funny?
Yeah.
Like sarcastically.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not like Nikki
They're not
Glaser.
Like comedians. Is my person from...
Oh. Alex Cooper.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, God. Why did that take me so long? Fucking embarrassing. Okay.
I need help.
No, Janelle's going to have the same
You're gonna
reaction.
You're going to freak out when you realize who this is.
It's not from Love is Blind.
Not from Love is
it's
Blind.
It's not from Bravo.
Yes, Bravo.
Oh. Okay, but okay. Is it from Vanderpump?
Yes.
Is he tall? Did he have a huge scandal?
Yes.
Is it Tom Sandoval?
Yes.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Is he tall?
Big bitch. I think he's like tallish. I don't know.
He just gives me short energy. But he gives
me like tall, scrawny energy. Fucks Tom
tall,
Sandoval.
Tall, scrawny energy.
Round four.
Okay.
Is this person a YouTuber?
No.
Okay, go.
Is my person a female?
No.
Okay.
Is my person an A-list celebrity?
No.
But not a YouTuber?
Not a YouTuber.
Okay.
Is my person from reality TV?
No.
Okay.
Is mine from reality TV?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, my brain like crapped out for a sec.
No worries.
Is my person a musician?
No.
Okay.
Is my person from Real Housewives?
No.
Okay.
Is my person an actor?
No.
Okay.
Is my person from Love is Blind?
No. Is my person an A-lister?
No. Is my person from The Bachelor or Bachelorette?
No. Mm-mm.
What other shows do I watch?
Say you watched it. Is my person a podcaster?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is my person from a show that you like?
Yes. Is my person a podcaster in the political space?
That's not like what they're specifically known for, but they do talk politics.
Okay.
Is my person Cody Brown?
No. Is my person the lead host of a podcast?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Is it from 19 Kids and Counting?
No.
Why are you going back so long?
Sorry.
Is my person controversial?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Is my person a male?
No. Is my person someone that I like?
Yes.
Okay. Controversial, but I like them. Is it like a Joe? Okay, wait, go ahead. I was going to say, like, is it Joe Rogan level viewership?
No, it's not.
I guess no one really is, right?
No. Yeah, no, it's not.
So small podcast.
Not small, but not like Joe mid-size? Rogan.
Okay.
I don't know any other shows. I don't watch anything else. What the fuck?
Yes, you do.
Is it a dating show?
No.
It's not from Bravo?
No. Okay, I got to ask two questions now.
Sure.
Is my person, do I watch this podcast?
Yeah.
I do?
Yes.
Has my person been canceled?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, really?
I don't like cancel, no. No.
No. Okay.
I would say no.
Okay.
It's not like James Charles.
Yeah, no. Okay. No, nothing like that.
Okay.
Controversial? Do people have opinions on this person? Yeah.
Is it Ethan Klein?
Yes.
Oh.
Yay!
Oh. Yep.
Yep.
Curly hair.
What?
I just said he's got his curly hair in this one.
Why does he not usually have his curly hair?
Not really anymore.
Oh. How does that happen?
He cuts it. It's amazing. Okay.
Okay. Reality show, not dating. Is it from TLC?
No. Oh my gosh, when you realize this.
This is so annoying.
It's a show you watch. It's a show we've talked about here.
But it's not a dating show.
Yeah. No.
No.
It's not Love is Blind. Do I like them?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah.
Did you always? I don't know.
No.
Probably not. No. Confident. No. Maybe like didn't have strong opinions against them, but weren't like into them. But now you are.
Now I like them. They've turned their shit around.
Yes.
That is very good detail. Mm-hmm.
Is it a current show that's happening all the time?
Yes.
And it's not a Bravo show.
It's not a Bravo show. Actually, it's not happening now.
What? Is it on Hulu?
Yes.
How does she not know this?
Hulu?
Hulu?
It's on Hulu.
Hello.
We talked about this a lot.
We did?
Yeah.
We do.
We have talked about these people all the time.
What the fuck are you talking about? Now I'm getting pissed off.
I can see that.
We don't watch
something else about them.
I don't watch Hulu.
Like, just ask some questions about them.
Would I have sex with them for the plot?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
God, you guys are just calling me a whore.
Very beautiful.
They're beautiful?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think so.
Are they gay?
They had a glow up.
No.
Glow up. It's not Love is Blind? I keep thinking of Toe.
No, it's not Toe. It's a girl.
Oh, right. Is she blonde?
No. Has been.
Yeah.
Okay. Not currently, I don't think.
Right.
Actually, might be.
Now? No, I don't.
Is she on Dancing with the Stars?
Yes.
Oh, is it Secret Lives of Marvin Wise? Is it Whitney?
Yes.
Oh,
I was just about singing Roxy to you. God.
I hate myself. What show do I watch on Hulu? We talk about it here?
Yeah, that was very obvious.
Oh my god.
Oh my Whitney. God. Someone plug
Whitney,
me
Whitney.
In.
I should have started doing the
baby lock me. My brain's on oxygen.
No, leave me, not make it.
Baby lock me.
We have forgiven her for her past.
Oh, so I love her. Bad. I think she's great. Okay, well, I gotta bounce, y'all.
Okay.
This was fun.
That was good.
I love being back here. And guess what? I'm coming back to all the shows full time next week, although I'm just filming them next week, so you won't see me till the following week. But I'm coming back full time to work next week.
Woo!
Yay.
But I'm really excited. Really excited. Kind of nervous to leave my baby.
You
want a
Maserati?
You know.
You want to feed your baby? You better work, bitch.
You want to feed your baby?
You want to feed your baby?
Get his formula.
You want to send him to college? You better work, bitch.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's it. Our brains are fried and we need to go. It's also hot as balls, so we love you all.
It's so hot in here.
And God bless. We'll see you in the next sesh. But until then, keep it fresh. Goodbye.